Welcome to evening prayer on Friday the 28th of August. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and in your faithfulness give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified. My spirit faints within me. My heart within me is desolate. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul grasps for you like a thirsty land. O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Show me the way I should walk in, for I lift up my soul to you. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your kindly spirit lead me on a level path. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring me out of trouble. Opening prayer. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 102. My help comes from the Lord. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come before you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me when I call. Make haste to answer me, for my days are consumed in smoke, and my bones burn away as in a furnace. My heart is smitten down, withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. From the sound of my groaning, my bones cleave fast to my skin. I am become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl that haunts the ruins. I keep watch and am become like a sparrow, solitary upon the housetop. My enemies revive me all the days long, and those who rage at me have sworn together against me. I have eaten ashes of bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of your indignation and wrath. For you have taken me up and cast me down. My days fade away like a shadow, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your name through all generations. You will arise and have pity on Sion. It is time to have mercy upon her. Surely the time has come. For your servants love her very stones, and feel compassion for her dust. Then shall the nations fear your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory, when the Lord has built up Zion and shown himself in glory, when he has turned to the prayer of the desolate and has not despised their plea. This shall be written for those that come after, and a people yet unborn shall praise the Lord. For he has looked down from his holy height. From the heavens he beheld the earth, that he might hear the sighings of the prisoner and set free those condemned to die, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praise and his praises in Jerusalem. When peoples are gathered together, and the kingdoms also, to serve the Lord, he has brought down my strength in my journey, and he has shortened my days. I pray, O God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years endure throughout all generations. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you will endure. They all shall wear out like a garment. You change them like clothing, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your ears will not fail. The children of your servants shall continue, and their descendants shall be established in your sight. My help comes from the Lord. Have pity on our frailty, O God, and in the hour of our death, cast us not away as clothing that is worn, for you are our eternal refuge, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord, of my salvation. Be not far from me, O God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. O Father, my hope. O Son, my refuge. O Holy Spirit, my protection. Holy Trinity, glory to you. Amen. O Lord, our God, if during this day I have sinned, whether in word or deed or thought, forgive me all, for thou art good and lovest mankind. Grant me peaceful, undisturbed sleep, and deliver me from all influence and temptation of evil. Raise me up again in proper time, that I may glorify thee, for thou art blessed with thy only begotten Son and thy all Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. So let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.